Last month, we were all busy with the A2Z blog chatter, so we couldn't share our monthly top 5 books. But this month, we're back. So, without further ado, let's see which books made it to our list. Heir Apparent by Anaya J. Hiranandani. This book is one of the best book I came across, because it is relevant in the present times. This book reveals the dark side of internet which is accessible free of cost. Though this book is written for the young generation, but the older generation is also succumbed to this so-called social media. It has a great impact on the youth, and the older generation is clueless about what is happening around them. So this book will help to lessen the gap between both the generation. Pick this book if you are a teenager because it will open a new dark world for you which you should be careful about. Pick this book if you have a teenager at home because this book will help you understand and guide them better. It's better to walk into their world to know them more and better. Cybercrime, social media influence, phone addiction and all around internet, this book has covered all. Every single word written in this book is worth reading. I Kick I Fly by Ruchira Khanna. This book has taken me to a world where people never want to go, especially girls, a world of gutter where flesh trade is the way of living and fathers and brothers work as pimp. But again, we always have a choice, that may be different and have his own set of obstacles, but that can be curved with sheer courage and determination. The book is inspiring, and those who ever pick this book will realize how blessed and privileged we are. The author has also spoken about patriarchy and covered few other social issues as well. This girl has risen from the ashes all by herself, though she also got support from some other people because she has chosen not to get succumbed to this trade. She decided not to accept her fate and took charge of her life. This book will tell you about your strength, power and energy you have, which normally we don't realize. This book is a hope for everyone. A book that covers all this aspect and weaved beautifully to create this story. Grab this book if you are hopeless and want to draw some strength. The story gives you hope that everything you desire is achievable. Palace of Illusion by Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni. This is a different version of Mahabharat, in fact, the version or the perspective of Draupadi. What Draupadi felt, experienced and faced as a woman born from fire without a mother, married to 5 men, living in woods most of her life and losing all her sons in the war. It was not an easy journey for a woman of that stature. She is the woman who saw Mahabharat live and knew already that she is going to lose her people. But still she could not stop the war. It was inevitable. Though no author or narrator has ever thought of Draupadi, but the author has clearly felt what Draupadi must have gone through and penned down this beautiful book. I was totally swamped with the narratives that I couldn't stop reading in between. This book is quite relatable in present times because women are still considered as objects and are always at the receiving end. There are cases where the women being in a powerful position still face domestic violence, harassment etc. etc. Being Draupadi, whose power, position and money she is bestowed with, still faced the wrath. But in this story, she is a powerful woman and had a great influence on her people. After the war she helped the widows and children financially and helped them prosper. It is believed that Hastinapur till today is one of the most prosperous state. Taped by Anushka Mehta. As the younger generation is prone to internet and there are no restricted access to any websites, so cybercrime is rampant and increasing day by day. Yes, this book is about revenge porn and how the girl is tapped and blackmailed. But she courageously took all the measures to get out of it. This book tells us how any girl can be trapped easily, how this industry works and what happens next. This is an easy and a quick read, but highly recommended to the younger lots. This is quite a heart-wrenching story. Open your eyes and ears before you dive into a relationship, especially in the internet. That's all rosy. Before and at the end there are only thorns. All the young and the adults grab this book and be cautious. A Burial in My Backyard by Hitesh Trehan. A Burial in My Backyard is a thrilling and emotional story about Mahavir, a young man who suddenly inherits a lot of property from his grandfather. This unexpected change sends him on a journey to understand himself and adjust to his new life. Along the way, he falls in love with Amita, but their happiness is shattered when Mahavir gets accused of a high-profile murder. Amita leaves him, and Mahavir is left alone and confused. The story takes many surprising turns as Mahavir tries to prove his innocence and uncover the truth behind the murder. The courtroom scenes are intense, and Mahavir faces numerous legal and personal challenges. As the truth comes to light, the suspense grows, keeping readers hooked until the end. This book is a captivating mix of suspense, love, and personal growth. It shows how strong the human spirit can be when facing tough times. Readers will be eager to see how Mahavir's story unfolds and whether he can find redemption and possibly reunite with Amita. Highly recommended for those who enjoy gripping tales of resilience and unexpected twists. So, that's it for this month. See you again in June.